The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire. What is it I'm doing, Bob?
Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not Carl and Linda Bott. I'm Ken Murray sitting in this morning. Carl's off doing something. I'm not sure exactly what. Everything in the news this morning we're going to be talking about. But first, how's the weather, Bob?
Well, more of what we've been getting, which isn't a whole lot. It's a little bit chilly in downtown Reading. We're looking at about 34 degrees on the streets of downtown. As you head out, actually up in Shasta Lake, it's considerably warmer. Not sure what that's all about. Widespread haze, the smoke that drifted north from the fire, will be clearing out later in the day. Then a high near 73, light and variable winds. Partly cloudy and a low in the 40s tonight, but as soon as you get up and out of the valley, you're down in the 30s. Tomorrow's high 74, Friday 75, and the sad part, of course, no rain in our immediate forecast. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Senior and veterans discounts, their customers are warm friends, especially this time of year. Give them a call at 365-3793 Shasta Gas Propane.
Boring. I'm tired of these 70-degree days.
For a minute there, I was about to say, our sponsors are not boring. They are nice people.
Sponsors are nice people. The weather is boring.
Actually, my wife didn't like living. She refused an assignment in San Diego, and she didn't like working in Phoenix because the weather forecast never varied.
Right. I used to live in Phoenix, and it does vary. It varies from hot and miserable to...
Are you kidding me?
cold and miserable to windy and windstorms that stir up all the dirt, and it rains through the dirt, and so you have mud drops coming down, and that's miserable. In any event, I have a couple of observations about... Let me tell you a few things that are going on this morning. At the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking to the Economic Development Corporation. At 7:30 this morning, we're going to be talking to Brad Long, who is the lead regional site director for the Veterans Resource Centers of America, about what we can do in helping those at the down at Chico Paradise area with the fires. But I think there's some things we can do locally. I mean, having just been through this experience ourselves, we need to be compassionate. There are a lot of folks from down in that area, Margalia, Paradise, here in Reading. And they need to feel like somebody cares about them and that we welcome them in their time of need, and that at least those of us in the city of Reading and the surrounding communities, Anderson, Cottonwood, wherever they happen to be, are sensitive to their needs. I was at the Veterans Clinic over on Hartnell yesterday morning having some blood tests done, my regular blood test thing, and the place was jammed to the rafters. There were lines waiting everywhere, and interestingly to me, a lot of veterans showed up here from the Butte County area to get their prescriptions filled and take care of other matters they needed to take care of. You know, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of need, and we can, in fact, be helpful. There are some things in the aftermath of a fire to be concerned about, and the concern is both here and down there. For example, price gouging. price gouging is if you raise the price, I think the definition is 10% or more.
Right. That's the standard that Stephanie Bridget in the DA's office use.
Yeah. Report it. Report it. I mean, I think the price gougers are just as bad as the looters. They're just looters of a different kind. I've watched the press conferences at 6 o'clock each night or on television from the command center in Chico. I'm impressed with the Butte County Sheriff. He seems to have his act together. At least he gives good press.
Yeah, well, they had people are going, why did so many perish in this fire? It was, as we had here, that could have happened here, but in Paradise, you've got essentially one way in and out. A couple of minor roads will get you out of there. The major route in it, our friends took 6 hours to get down the Skyway with fire on their heels.
Yeah, and if you move 27,000 people down one road, how long does it take to get down the road? How many left their cars and just ran or jumped in with somebody else?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we had similar circumstances here. People coming down Quartz Hill Road were in long lines trying to get out.
Yeah, Placer Road was no fun. When we did our evacuation, it was a freaky time, and these things... you kind of see the best and worst in these situations.
Kind of do. Makes me think about PG&E. PG&E is apparently being blamed for the start of this fire. There was sparking on some transmission lines. And I'm speculating here based on news reports. I mean, it has not been confirmed, but that's probably true. Things are different with electric utilities today than they were a long time ago. In the olden days, the public utility, the private utilities, PG&E and Edison and Company, were guaranteed a 10% annual profit. They spent whatever they spent, and they were guaranteed a 10% annual profit. That changed with deregulation, and it did not change for the better. It happened. Deregulation happened in 98, and everything started floating around. Under the old rules, PG&E, Edison, got 10% annual rate of return guaranteed. What that was in exchange for was Rule 15. And Rule 15 at the time required that they extend power for free. If it wasn't for Rule 15, there wouldn't be any San Jose. Everything was in San Francisco. And because of Rule 15, PG&E had to extend the lines farther and farther and farther, which allowed development outside of where their core service areas were. And it was okay with them because they got a guaranteed return of their total investment corporate-wide. After deregulation, that all changed. And apparently one of the things that changed along with everything else was the requirement to maintain their lines. Also, one of the things the legislature did is they settled a dispute between Edison and PG&E. And the dispute was over large-scale hydro projects. City of Redding gets about 48% of its energy from hydropower. But we don't get to count it as renewable energy.
The legislature, in their vast wisdom.
Their vast wisdom, and because they were probably bought by Southern California Edison, which had more votes, Edison said it was unfair for PG&E to get to count large-scale hydro because they didn't have large-scale hydro because they didn't have big rivers in Southern California. So the legislature, in all of their wisdom, said that you can't count hydro over 30 megawatts. And so while we get, this has an effect on global warming and everything else. Well, we get 48% here in the city of Reading electric utility from hydropower. It doesn't count toward our renewable energy requirement, again, passed by the state legislature. I mean, we are part owners of a wind farm in Washington. They're in the process of developing a 10-megawatt solar panels here. Why? Not because we need them, but because we're mandated to have a certain percentage of our energy from renewables. And if they got rid of this stupid rule that says no more than 30 megawatts can come from small hydro, we would already meet the state's requirements and exceed them by a considerable amount. The result is we contribute to global warming. And I'll talk about why when we come back.
And at 716, 605-4567, of course, the number to call here to the studios of KCNR. Ken doesn't have a computer, but you can hop in the chat room at KCNR1460.com. And I will serve as a relay. Quick reminder this morning, time is running out, but you need to go down to Holly Bail Bonds at 1737 Placer Street, not because you need a bail bond, but because we need to all work together to help stop SB 10. That's the one that will do away with bail as we know it, a vital public safety tool that ensures that people arrested for crime go to court for their trial. SB 10, widely opposed by crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. You need to be down there by November 26th. Sign the petition to Holly Bail Bonds, 1737 Placer Street. This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. KCNR 1460, back after this.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites. Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol. And it is Black Friday coming up. Some great bargains on all sorts of firearms with big discounts. Gun bags, ammo, your favorite firearms from your favorite brands. That is Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. They are at 2539 Larkspur Lane. Go and check them out.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl Bopp this morning, who's out and about someplace. And I was getting ready to talk about how we contribute to global warming. And by the way, well, global warming is real, as far as I'm concerned. I've lived here 48 years, and for most of those years, as regular as clockwork, in August, there would be a severe rainstorm called a gully washer. And I don't remember a gully washer in the last 10 years.
I will concede there is a changing climate. There has always been a changing climate. I would point out, Yosemite Valley, which we know and love and is beautiful, was carved by glaciers. There are currently no glaciers in Yosemite Valley because they melted when the climate changed. And mark you, this is at a time when there were neither SUVs nor Republicans to blame for global warming.
I didn't say I bought all of the global warming theories. I just said I believe it's happening.
Yeah.
It's
a very dynamic system.
And I believe that some of it is man-caused. I don't think it's entirely man-caused, and I think we're very egocentric about that. The fact of the matter is the world is a big place. And, yeah, there's a lot of people, and, yeah, they create heat. And you can look at thermo imaging, and if you look at Los Angeles or San Francisco or New York or Mexico City or wherever, they're hot spots because of all that concrete reflecting the sun's rays back into the atmosphere. So, yeah, there's global warming. However, we could spend trillions of dollars worldwide fighting what some perceive as global warming being 100% human cause. And two giant volcanoes erupting at once around the world is going to wipe out everything we ever did, and we have no control over that.
Or a major forest fire.
Or a major
I would go, what, you were in the Air Force, and you know something about the logistics of flying aircraft. I would, and I'm going to incite some stuff right here now, because I employ logic and reason with these things. I will concede that the number of commercial aircraft flying around spewing water vapor and hydrocarbon into the air has a measurable effect upon the overall climate. It can't not have an effect because you are introducing things into the ecosystem. So the aircraft flying have an effect. This does not require Dr. Evil sitting in his little volcanic lair sending out geoengineering planes. I'm sorry, guys. Occam's Razor and Pure Logic don't support your argument. And that's going to light the phone, I'm sure.
All right. So let's go back to PG&E, which and the city of Reading Electric, and how we're contributing to whatever the global warming is. Building a 10-megawatt solar array probably does more damage to the environment than it saves when you think about the processes involved in constructing the panels. Aluminum panels, tremendous energy is used to create aluminum that, in fact, pollutes the atmosphere. Same thing is true of silicon for the panels. So a solar array lasts 25 years. I am not confident that the manufacturing processes to create the panels in the first place doesn't cost more in terms of environmental damage than it saves over the 25 years.
Well, that held true, and I actually did a segment on this for my show. About 15 to 20 years ago, that was true. You never got back out of a solar panel what you put into a solar panel. It has turned over, but just barely. I think your profit margin now on solar energy generated versus energy consumed over the process is on the order of 15%, which isn't, you know, this is not the saving thing. And let's also talk about these wind farms. You are disrupting and taking energy out of surface winds, not to mention batting birds and bats out of the air with whatever effect that has. And that's proven that bats get into the vacuum section and their lungs explode. But nobody gets too freaked out about that.
Because it's clean energy. But we don't have to have these solar. For the Reading Electric Utility, we don't have to have all that stuff. For PG&E, they don't have to have all that stuff because we have large-scale hydro. We just can't use it because of legislative decisions and are forced to buy things that contribute to the very problems we're trying to solve in the first place. And so, the environmental lobby and the Edison lobby are doing things that make absolutely no sense. Mm-hmm. Absolutely no sense to me whatsoever.
I got my very first bill from Pacific Power from my Coos Bay property. Mm-hmm. On that bill are three charges for the removal of dams. The ratepayers not only do not get the benefit of electricity from those dams, they're on the hook for the removal, and I think it adds up to about $6-7 on every bill. Multiply that by the number of ratepayers to remove dams.
Is there something about your being an Oregonian that makes you think I feel sorry for you?
It's just the absurdity of the enviros baffles me.
And you're moving from here. Why?
7 years ago, we decided we wanted a place to retire to enjoy our boat and some ocean view. And Eureka is full of idiots.
Now the phones will ring.
City of Arcata is a bunch of leftover hippies who moved up from San Francisco for the cheap rent, and now Arcata is turning into San Francisco North. Sorry.
Oh, my. And, of course, you're moving to another very liberal state.
Interesting, though, that and we can, you know, it's a different kind of liberal I've discovered just in conversation.
And how is it different?
Most of these folks are union-derived. They were lumberjacks. They were fishermen. A lot of them are outdoors-type people who love to go on the sand dunes, with the exception of Portland, Eugene, and other places, other dens of idiocy. Most of the people on the coast are quite pragmatic.
How do you really feel?
And I'm not. I made a decision. Brenda and I mutually made a decision. Trust me, I didn't do this on my own. I've never told my wife how to vote. I love that one when that came out. Remember that? That white women voted the way their husbands told them?
Well, That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That was being claimed by some liberal individual.
Well, I got called an immoral person the other day.
Immoral? Well, it's better than illegal and fattening.
Immoral because I voted conservative.
Oh, well, that's an interesting definition.
And the guy was adamant about it. You're just immoral. And I'm thinking, give me a break. In any event, compassion. Let's be compassionate. There are people from out of town. We need to be sensitive to their needs. They're struggling. They're filling up our hotels. They may be looking for homes. They may be looking for jobs. Be compassionate. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:30 brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, 1250 Hartnell Avenue, specializing in home electronics, classic car parts, and a whole lot more. 47 years in the business, owned and operated by Clyde Pierce, 32 years in the satellite business. They are your source for Dish Network, authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. That's Clyde's Enterprises. You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Join us at Turtle Bay Exploration Park for incredible inventions now through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank in Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
7:35 on KCNR 1460. It's about 40 degrees in downtown Reading. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. The only, well, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Check them out. Four Winds Jewelry is a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And while we're being free and firing away, we're joined in the studio this morning by Celestina Traver, the veteran service officer for Shasta County, and Anthony McGorry, who is with RAVA. So you had an event.
Yes, we did have an event last week. We'd like to personally first say thank you to our diamond sponsor, Cornerstone Community Bank. They've been helping with the event for several years, hosted the event, and provided funds over the years. We'd also like to reach out and say thank you to our Enterprise Lions Club for providing the flags. And we really appreciate the help that Cornerstone and the Lions Club has been giving us over the years.
So what'd they do?
I can answer that.
Well, good.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So the Lions Club, they hung this beautiful flag off the edge of the building and provided all the flags surrounding the entrance that came in. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful presentation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And well, so this was a fundraiser for veterans to buy bus passes.
Yeah. Well, RAVA, we partner with RAVA every year and do this huge fundraiser, and all the money and proceeds go to bus passes, $10 bus passes, and they give them to our office, and we hand them out to our veterans in need, both elderly and those who do not have a car, and they use them for doctor's appointments and just around town. Sometimes we even have people being able to get from Bernie and Anderson to Reading, which is really a helpful for them.
Do they go to demand response passes also?
Punch cards, which is basically the donation that we would provide, does go towards demand response vehicles.
Oh, great. And what was your goal?
We shoot for 5,000 every year. This year we brought in a little bit less, 3,100. However, our donations will be open through June 30th of 2019. So there is still time to make up that difference. You can donate in person at Cornerstone Community Bank or online at rabaveterans.com. And that will be open again through June 30th of 2019.
So 3,100. Is that dollars? Or
That is dollars, correct. So what that means is RABA, in turn, provides a 50% match towards bus passes. So where we're currently sitting is we would be donating about 500 punch cards to local veterans.
And what was the demand last year?
Well, in terms of demand, we're actually a little bit lower than what we brought in last year. Last year was about 3,400, and then our biggest year was 2016, where we brought in 5,200. So,
let me back up a minute. How many veterans are taking advantage of this?
Well, we at the stand down, we handed out 122 bus passes of veterans that really needed it. And then every month, we probably give away about between 50 and 60 bus passes a month. Plus, we also work with partners, community partners, and we give some to the Veterans Resource Center. We give them to Faith Works. We give them to HUD-VASH, Department of Veterans Affairs, and different places so that we share our bus passes so that everybody, we can reach every veteran in need.
So if you if the bus passes are $10, then you raise $3,100 plus a 50% match from RABA. You wind up with 460 $10 bus passes.
Yes.
And if your demand is 50 a month, where's the rest of the money come from?
Good question.
Or do you just giving out bus passes?
Yeah, if we don't have the bus passes, we can't give them out anymore.
Okay, and for those who want to support this program, they can go to rabbaVA.com.
It's rabbaveterans.com, all spelled out.
rabbaveterans.com.
Or you can donate in person at Cornerstone Community Bank.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a couple of stories.
Tell me
stories.
I like stories.
I love stories. So we were there, and a veteran came up, a local veteran, who donated a large pickle jar glass of funds, of money. And he brought with him his pet tortoise. And he was 100 years old, and he was kind of toothless. It was kind of cute.
I've never seen a tortoise with teeth.
I don't know.
Sure I'd want to.
Yeah, really.
That
happens time to time due to the static in the air.
Go ahead.
So, yes, he was really cute and very responsive. The veterans rescues tortoises and owns his Tortoise Acres Rescue and Sanctuary. And so we wanted to thank him for donating a huge jar of funds. We also had River Common Senior Living Community show up again this year in their transport van. And again, the residents donated over $220 when they pulled it all together. I met three veterans on the van, and one was a World War II Marine.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty incredible.
So how many wild tortoises in Northern California need rescuing? I'm trying to get my brain wrapped around this.
He apparently has many, so...
They move up from the desert. So this event was successful, not as successful as we would have liked. And yet the window of opportunity still exists for those who want to participate or donate. They can go to
Cornerstone Community Bank or rabbaveterans.com.
Yeah, one of those places. Also, as long as we're talking about things we can do to help, we were contacted by Brad Long of the Veterans Resource Center of America, and Brad's known to veterans here. He has a lot of resources. He's not part of the county Veterans Service Office, but you work with him, right?
Correct. Sarathina? Yes, we do.
They are mobilizing resources for the campfire and wanted us to put out the word that they could use veteran volunteers to augment their staff in Chico. There will be a local access connection center set up within the next few days, and they only have four-man staff to maintain their booth. Booth's open 12 hours a day. So they need a lot of veterans because this will run 12 hours a day, 7 days a week during this tragedy down there. If you are willing to go help down in Chico with this, you can call Brad Long at 223-3211. 223-3211. And, you know, for those of you that feel compassion and have the time to do so, there's a lot of help that's needed. And it's not that long a drive down to Chico to help out with this effort. And perhaps, Celestina, you can comment on the kinds of help that they give to people.
Yes, they have warehouses. They accept donations, and they have warehouses that house toiletries, clothing, water, food, you name it. They gather it, and they give it out. They give it out in bundles. And they're a really great resource. And I do want to add that we are getting calls at our office, and I'm glad he's doing this, by the way, because we're getting calls, and people are overflowing from Chico because there's no space into Redding, and which is no space because of the car fire. And so we're getting a lot of calls. So I would, you know, he fills in the gaps where we can't, we don't have the resources. He pulls those resources, and we can reach out and connect those veterans to him. And it's really important that we all pull together to take care of our veterans in this community.
Well, do they only take care of veterans?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so, and there are a lot of veterans and a lot of retirees, especially veteran retirees down in the Paradise Magalia area.
Yes, there is.
And with a four-man staff, there's no way they're going to be able to cover 7 days a week, 12 hours a day.
No.
So if you're willing to help with that effort by going down there and help man the booth to pass stuff out, again, call 223-3211. We'll be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our very good friend Sharon Clark, Home Helpers. Speaking of helping people, if your loved one needs extra help at home, recovering from injury or surgery, Home Helpers are the people to talk to. Sharon Clark will come by and see you for a complimentary in-home consultation. That's ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Give them a call at 226-8350. There's no place like home.
Swipe to win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Free slot play, prizes, or a Can-Am Commander. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our new kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Play the game board for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Can-Am Commander. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's a liberating feeling when you know you can go anywhere, whenever, on a moment's notice. Can-Am Commanders come built to handle any terrain, so embrace the spirit of adventure and get out there. Play our November Adventure Promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Commander from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, November 30th. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
7:50 on KCNR 1460. Maxwell Insurance and Financial brings you this portion of the program. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. They've been helping veterans, families, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Judy Maxwell is a great lady, and she will be glad to help you there. They're at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 221-0441.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray filling in for Carl, who's out having fun instead of sitting here doing this. And jokes on him because I'm having fun. The EDC will be here at 8 o'clock. Between now and then...
They're in the house.
They're in the house. I came across yesterday a report from a San Diego State University psychology professor. Her name is Jean Twenge. T-W-E-N-G-E. Twingy? I don't know how to say it.
All right. I already know where this is going.
No.
Psychological report from somebody at a university.
Yeah.
Elucidate me.
Elucidate you?
Illuminate me.
Oh, that's better. I'm going to illuminate you.
Please elucidate by illuminating.
She has studied what she calls the I generation. Okay. Like an iPhone. The I generation, those.
The internet generation.
Right. Born since 1995. And they're the first generation to spend their entire lives with cell phones, time online, social media, playing games, and they spend less time than any prior generation doing other activities or seeing their friends or having face-to-face interactions. What she has discovered through her studies is those children of the I generation are growing up more slowly.
Hmm.
By the age of 18, they're less likely to have a driver's license, to work in any capacity, to go out without their parents compared to teens in previous generations.
Interesting.
They value safety. They're probably the safest generation in history, and they like that idea of feeling safe because they're cloistered. There's them, their iPhones, their computers, and their homes. Yet, at the same time, she found they also have the sense that they're missing out on something. They don't know what that something is. They realize at some level that being on the phone all of the time is causing them to miss something. They themselves don't like it when they're talking to a friend and their friend is looking at their iPhone. It's like I don't like it when somebody's talking to me and talking on their iPhone at the same time. Many of them have a recognition of the downsides of that type of living as well. She says that one of her observations is around 2011 or 2012, she started seeing more sudden changes to teens, like big increase in teens feeling lonely, that things weren't right, that their life was not useful, Those are classic symptoms of depression. And depressive symptoms have climbed 60% in just 5 years among this iGen born since 1995. Along with that increase in depression, and remember, that's 60% increase in 5 years, there is rates of self-harm like cutting themselves, and teen suicide has doubled.
Yes, it's been an epidemic.
Just at the time when smartphones became common, those mental health issues started to show up. And we know from decades of research that getting enough sleep and seeing friends in interacting in person are healthy behaviors compared to and that staring at a screen for many hours a day is not. So the bottom line is, what's your advice to parents? She said that they have discovered that the sweet spot is limiting smartphone use to 2 hours a day.
Good luck with that. There's a proverb. It goes something along the lines of, a boat is safest while it is tied to the dock. But that's not why we build boats.
That's deep.
Yeah. But it's true.
So
we
so
are an adventurous spirit. Well, humans are adventurous individuals, and we bred it out of ourselves.
Oh, I'm not sure that's true. But nonetheless, since you're the tech guru, I have a teenage kid, or I have a 10-year-old, and they're dying for a smartphone. How do I limit their use to 2 hours a day?
Good luck with that. Well, there are tools for this. Of course, any 10-year-old can figure out their way around the tool almost instantly. Back in the 80s. We were trying to cut down on the amount of TV watching, including putting a lock on the cable. Well, they figured out how to go down to Radio Shack and buy another cable. And when I was away from the house, they would circumvent the lock and just put a challenge in front of them, and they will do it. So one thing that you might consider is, okay, you get a certain amount of time for your recreational use, but make use of this powerful tool. You got a computer in the palm of your hand that people just a few years back couldn't even comprehend the power of that tool. Put it to some use. Though I've heard, like on TED Talks, about a young entrepreneur in Africa who created an actual from scratch created a business using nothing but a smartphone and becoming quite successful.
That's not answering my question.
How do we limit screen time? That's a parental thing.
Well, let me make a suggestion. If you're going to buy your child a phone, buy one that requires buying time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you buy 2 hours a day of time, they're only going to use it 2 hours a day. And if they use it for things other than what it's intended for, they run out of time. They got no cell phone usage.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about these prepaid phones is that even if you're out of time, you can still dial 911 and things like that. But,
right.
Yeah, for the casual use. And that's a good idea. Same with if you have trouble maintaining a spending plan, you get one of these prepaid cards. And, yes, it has a hefty fee, but you don't run up overage charges. When the money's gone, it's gone. Wish the government would adopt that. When the money's gone, yeah, you can't just go get more.
Can't I, as a parent, adopt that? If the rates of teen suicide are up double, and it's attributable in large part to the fact that they haven't matured because they're spending so much time staring at the screen, they never look at life.
Yeah.
If I just buy them a phone that gets them 2 hours, and then they're cut off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got X number of hours of voice time and X amount of data, and when that's it, it's sort of a way of teaching them how to budget, for one thing.
Yeah. Well, now, see, there's something you can do in your tech world. I mean, you're the tech guru around here. Maybe you could find a way to market that idea.
No, it's already out there. It's just a matter of people having the guts to stand up to their kids and say, this is how it is. Just like a lot of young... I don't know how many kids I've talked to who I would suggest the military, but I don't want anybody telling me what to do. Well, guess what, Buttercup? Get used to that for the rest of your natural life.
Well, look at the difference just in my life. And, you know, when I graduated high school, the expectation was... You got out of the house. You went somewhere. You joined the military. You got a job. You moved in, rented the apartment. You did whatever you did, but you got out. Not so anymore. We're babies at home until we're 25. We're going to get out of here for the top of the hour news. We'll be back with EDC.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
The wildfire tragedy in California continues to unfold as the death toll from the massive Camp wildfire rises.
Authorities report more remains were found Tuesday in the grim search of scorched earth from the Camp fire, the deadliest wildfire in California history.
Today, an additional six human remains were recovered, which brings the total to 48.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey, who adds that all six remains were located in homes in the devastated village of Paradise. The Camp fire has now destroyed 7,600 homes. One of those belongs to 72-year-old Vietnam vet Howard Taylor.
It's just almost too much to take. It really is a strain on it.
Meantime, another huge wildfire continues to burn in Southern California. I'm Mike Rossia.
Defense Secretary Mattis heading south today. He'll be visiting troops deployed along the border with Mexico. Vice President Pence in a meeting with Myanmar's leader expressing serious concern about press freedom and ethnic cleansing.
At a summit in Singapore, the vice president met with Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi, denouncing her government's treatment of its ethnic Rohingya Muslims. Pence said the violence and persecution is without excuse. He also said Myanmar's arrest and conviction of two Reuters journalists was deeply troubling. But Suu Kyi rebuffed the U.S. criticism, saying we understand our country better than any other country does.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi challenging Democrats who are fighting to stop her from becoming House Speaker to put forward an alternative. Asked about the opposition, Pelosi notes a lack of a challenger, adding, come on in, the water's warm. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 19 points, NASDAQ Composite Index off 7, and the S&P is up a fraction of a point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 10 life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you'll probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Kevin is 39. He controls his blood pressure with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. SelectQuote. It's all about choices.
To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-885-7755. That's 1-800-885-7755. 1-800-885-7755. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com. Commercials, their price could vary depending on your doing company and other factors. Not available in states.
Sri Lanka's parliament has passed a no-confidence motion against the government headed by hastily sworn-in, bitterly disputed Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa. This is lawmakers convened for the first time since the president dismissed the cabinet and suspended the legislature last month.
Yesterday, Sri Lanka's Supreme Court overruled the president's dissolution of parliament, which then met today with hundreds of armed police outside and voted against his proposed new prime minister. For now, any future election has been put on hold, at least until the Supreme Court makes a final decision on whether the president's actions were legal in early December.
That's the BBC's Andrew Plant. British Prime Minister Theresa May will try to persuade her divided cabinet that they have a choice between backing a draft Brexit deal with the European Union or plunging the UK into political as well as economic uncertainty once Britain pulls out of the European Union. News and analysis, townhall.com. It's called the Pink Legacy Diamond, and it has fetched more than $50 million at a Christie's auction That's a world record per carat price for a pink diamond.
The auction house had expected to fetch $30 to $50 million for the nearly 19-carat rectangular cut stone. It's said to be the largest fancy vivid pink diamond that's ever been put on the auction block. The selling price was $44.5 million, but that excludes the standard buyer's premium and other fees. Christie said the renowned jeweler Harry Winston was the buyer, and that the pink legacy diamond is among the world's most chemically pure gems. Bob Agnew reporting.
The country's leading e-cigarette maker is halting store sales of some flavors to deter use by kids. The move by Juul Labs comes ahead of an expected U.S. government crackdown on underage sales of flavored e-cigarettes. And once again on Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 52 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
But this is not Carl and Linda Bott. This is Ken Murray. Good morning, if you're just tuning into the program. Bob, you just told me I was inverted, and I think you're inverted. What's that mean?
Looks like we got, looking at the temperatures around town, getting some interesting readings that tell me we have an inversion layer over the Sacramento River Basin. Temperatures along the river down in the 30s, but if you get up onto the plains above the river, temperatures move right up into the 40s. So that tells me we have an inversion layer in, which has, fortunately, is keeping the smoke out for the moment, because it's right now the valley, the basin is underneath the smoke. If the layer were a little higher, we'd be breathing the stuff like we were through most of August. Elsewhere, looking at the weather, if I can figure out what I did with my weather forecast. That would be this piece of paper right here. Widespread haze. Not a lot of sunshine today until it breaks up around the noon hour. Mostly sunny and a high near 73. Partly cloudy, low of 46 overnight. If you're in the outlying areas, it's going to drop right into the 30s. Continued this way through the rest of the week. Highs in the mid-70s, lows around 40 degrees. Colder if you're further out. And, sadly, no rain in sight. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Customers are warm friends. Senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
I'm joined in the studio now by Tony Giovanotto and Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Ken.
So, I want to start with the basics. Who is EDC?
Well, the EDC is a nonprofit, and it's funded by both municipalities and private organizations. And we focus on building the economy primarily in primary industries like manufacturing and technology, because they drive the highest multiples. So, for example, all jobs are great, but a job in retail might bring $50,000 to $70,000 to the economy. A job in manufacturing or technology, depending on where you live, could bring $400,000 to $800,000 to an economy.
All right. You're funded both privately and by government. How much from each?
It works out to about close to 50-50.
What's your annual budget?
We're about $350,000.
Okay, and you have how many employees?
2.5.
I'm here today, gone tomorrow.
He disappears at 8:30.
Todd doesn't feel very safe at his job. Are you the half or not? And, of course, that money is spent on salaries.
A little bit, yeah. A lot of it. And ultimately, we'd love to have more money, because a lot of our dough does go to fixed expenses. Mm-hmm. We also, in our agreements with the municipalities, we basically have a service level agreement. So there are specific things that we need to do. So a lot of the funding goes to cover that. Things that we'd like to do outside those service level agreements, being adaptable, seeing what's needed out there, we've got to find other funding sources, typically grants and things like that, that are very project specific.
What specific things does government want EDC to do?
Well, they want us to understand what other communities are doing. They want us to, like, for example, the city of Reading obviously wants us to spend time on Stillwater. Generally, they want us to do recruitment activities. They want us to work on expanding current businesses. They want us to help businesses that are either building new facilities or expanding go through the permit process if there are issues. And there are a number of other things, but those are really the key things. Obviously, the city of Reading wants us to work on air service expansion.
Mm-hmm. And who are your primary sponsors that are not government?
So almost all the banks in town are big ones, and then a lot of the local manufacturers, and then service companies. It could be accountants or engineering firms and things like that.
And what do they want for their investment in EDC? What's the banks want?
Well, they want the economy to grow, because when the economy is growing, people need capital, and they're a funding source. And also, people make deposits into checking accounts because they got to buy things. Yeah.
And are they looking for certain metrics from you in terms of performance metrics?
Well, they're looking for us to if you would take an economy that's growing and try and help it grow at a faster rate than it is in other areas. And when an economy is declining, because we're in business cycles, try and slow that, right? It's kind of difficult because the economy goes in 10-year cycles. We've been on an upswing, you know, nationally for about 10 years. It started slow. It's kicking in now. Our economy is a little bit behind. There are actually places in the country where it's just starting to slow a little bit. We're accelerating right now because there's a latency from where we are not being next to a big city.
So how does somebody measure whether or not you're doing a good job?
Yeah, the biggest thing is, you know, how many jobs are we connected with adding to the economy? How many companies are we helping to fund? How many startups are we supporting and growing? How many mentorship hours are we doing at no charge in the community? Things like that.
What's the most fun thing you do?
Mentoring. We love working with especially startups, but any kind of company, because, you know, they're deep in it. And sometimes you're so into it, you just see what you see. And the reality is we're working with all kinds of companies. And, you know, I was in business for 40 years. I worked in a lot of different industries, and we can bring some interesting perspective. The other thing is we can connect people with resources that they don't know exist. So in a lot of ways, we're connectors and facilitators to take what a company might think they have and expand it exponentially.
How does somebody know that they need mentoring? I'm a young entrepreneur. I've started my business. I'm doing fine. You know, I know what I'm doing. What is going to trigger me to call you?
Well, they have to want to get engaged, right, in the community. Now, we're going to talk a lot about Startup Weekend in the rest of the hour, but one perfect example, Todd runs a pitch breakfast every month. So two entrepreneurs come in. They have to be brave enough and ready enough, maybe not even ready enough, to share their ideas in front of 30 or 40 people. And what happens is they start, the people out there are maybe potential investors, potential suppliers, potential people who want to work with them, and they start getting questions and feedback, and they start realizing, man, I've been working on this a long time, but I don't have all the answers. I need to connect with other people. And I think that drives them to look at their business totally differently.
Todd, tell me about this. What is it, breakfast?
Yes, we host a pitch breakfast, and it's the second Thursday of every month, and we've been doing it for about 5 years now. And the main idea is it's really a practice and a safe environment for a young entrepreneur to pitch their idea. We have anywhere from really just an idea sometimes to revenue-positive generating companies that maybe are investing or looking for another investment round, or they just want to you know, practice a new business idea that they're working on within their business. So it kind of comes in all forms, but the idea is it's 10 minutes to pitch your idea, and then there's 10 minutes for question and answer, and it's open to the public. And we have community members there. We have some of our local angel investors that are there from time to time. And it's just a good place to get feedback on what your idea is.
I want to go. When is it? Where is it?
The next one is at Simpson University, actually. They're hosting us. It's the second Thursday of the month, which I do not know that exact date off the top of my head.
I think it's December 11th?
I think it's about December 11th or the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 13th, excuse me.
Right.
December 13th, and it's going to be in the main building there at Simpson, the Owens Center, I believe it's called. And I believe we're going to be on the third floor. But you can pay attention to our Facebook page, Shasta Venture Hub, or the Shasta EDC. I kind of post a cross-post on both of those pages, and you can learn more about it.
What time?
It is at 7:15 a.m., and it goes until 8:30, so it's a pretty tight hour and 15 minutes, so people can get on their way and out the door back to work by 8:30.
And by the way, anyone that's interested can send an email to todd@shastaedc.org. You'll get on the monthly Shasta Venture Hub newsletter, which has all the events listed for the month.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back talking about economic development in our community.
Right now, though, I wanted to step away from the normal commercial you'd be hearing at this time and shout out to Pulse Urgent Care. I got a call from Dr. Danuka, who gave me the heads up on this. Last hour, Ken, we were talking about the people who were evacuated out of the Paradise area who couldn't find medical care,
right,
and that it was a hardship for them. Well, Pulse Urgent Care, and they're over there at 100 East Cypress over by Lithia, is letting us know that people who have been displaced by the campfire, and of course, hopefully you've got your ID with you and all that, so you're out of Paradise, they will provide care to campfire evacuees regardless of their insurance condition. Maybe all your insurance stuff is now a pile of ash at the house. So that's 100 East Cypress, Pulse Urgent Care. That is so Northern California right there.
Yep. People helping people.
Yeah. So big shout out to Dr. Danuka and then all the folks over there at Pulse Urgent Care. Thank you very much for stepping up. This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors providing the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents taking a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com.
Real people, real winners. Grab your friends, come down, and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash, plus cash in our drop into the new year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long, triple tickets on Tuesdays, and the $500 midweek draw. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars, 5 progressive jackpots, more ways to win big. If you don't like to dub, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Who says you can win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
I'm here with Dr. Premalat Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it. Recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
We'll be back in the high life again.
820 on KCNR, 1460's Free Fire Radio. And, of course, this portion of the program is brought to you by River Common Senior Living. Staff goes above and beyond there to provide a superior and carefree living experience. They got a full-time activities director, pet-friendly, great living there at River Commons. See what they can do for you. Contact them for a personalized tour today, 238-5981. Now back to Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray. I'm talking this morning with Todd Jones and Tony Giovanello from the Economic Development Corporation. Todd, you just had an event.
We did. We had what is called Startup Week in Reading. This was our fourth annual one, our fifth total. We did a middle school one a couple of years ago. There was a few people in town that really led that effort. And Startup Weekend is really one of our biggest events for the startup community in Reading, and we see it as really just being able to bring more people into that ecosystem. And it was a lot of fun. We had 80 participants this year. And basically what Startup Weekend is it is an opportunity for people to pitch a new idea on Friday night at about 7:30 p.m. Those ideas are picked based on popularity. We had 40 people pitch. We had 9 teams formed. I was one of the people that formed a team. I'll get into a little bit more later. And then people have 48 hours to build that business, and they have 5 minutes to pitch that business idea on Sunday night. So 48 hours, build a business, go. That's about it. That's really the most of the structure that's there, and it's a wonderful learning opportunity.
I'm confused. Okay, so you got 40 people with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
All they have is ideas.
That's
they don't
right.
have any money. They don't have any structure. They don't have anything.
Nothing.
They just got an idea.
That's right.
Okay, my idea is, let's see, a mechanical device attached to a cell phone that cuts it off after 2 hours that I can give to my child and say, you can use it any way you want, but after 2 hours, You're out of business.
I think they do have something like that. They have a lot of kids' controls. But, yeah, that's a great idea. A lot of times, it's something they've been thinking about in the back of their mind, possibly. But the goal is it's not something that anyone's worked on to a great extent, because we want everyone to have a similar starting point for Friday night and then build it over the course of the weekend to at least get a minimum viable product.
Right. So the intent is not necessarily to build a company. It's to understand the process of being a startup, picking a team, and going through the key things that you need to do to be successful. Once you learn those skills, you can go out and take any idea and make a business out of it.
You said there were teams, 9 teams. You had 40 startups, so you had what?
We had 40 ideas, but it actually funneled down to only 9 teams that were formed out of the 80 people that were there, because not everybody pitched an idea. So we had teams as small as 4 people and as large as 12 people, so various different sizes. And, a lot of work goes into that.
These teams are made up of just people who show up?
Yes, exactly. People that show up, so those 9 ideas. And this is not always how it works, but how it works is the 9 most popular ideas, basically, that people actually want to work on. It was their idea. So there's 9 founders, if you will, 9 founders of these companies. And then a lot of times people don't know anything about the other people in the room. We have name badges that say business, creative, technical, but there's obviously a lot more that goes into team dynamics. And so the teams are really formed, and you have to figure it out who's going to do what, how things are going to work, and what you want to get done by Sunday night, which, again, is that minimum viable product, some type of a, hey, here's what the idea is, here's how we're going to make money off of it. And then, like Tony said, the business is not completely built out, but you work through a lot of those ideas.
Yeah, and a critical part of it is, what are they doing within that 48 hours to validate their idea? How many people have they talked to, right? Have they done surveys and things like that so they know people, or at least have some inkling that people might buy this thing?
Yeah. So, Ken, are you familiar with Airbnb?
Yes.
So Airbnb, great platform. It's one of the 20 most valuable companies in Silicon Valley right now. It's called a unicorn company because it's valued at over $1 billion. I believe it's somewhere between 17 and 20 billion right now. And I had an idea that I pitched, and I did not participate in Startup Weekend last year, but I was the lead organizer this year. And I said, you know what, if anyone wants to know how to do this better, I better do it myself and learn how to make this event successful. So I pitched an idea called the Minimal List, and it is the Airbnb for stuff. So we connect people who have stuff with people who need stuff. So
isn't that what eBay does?
No, it's for rentals. So let's say I have a KitchenAid stand mixer. It's not something you can rent. It's very expensive to buy, even used. And so I said, hey, let's make a platform just like Airbnb where we can find someone local and say, I can put my Airbnb mixer online, which I did for $10 a day, and someone actually rented it by Saturday night for the following weekend, this weekend upcoming, for 10 bucks. They rented it for 2 days, put a security deposit down, and we cover the product with insurance. And so we made money on Saturday night. So just after about 12 hours, well, it was about 24 hours by the time that happened, we had a revenue-generating company.
Okay, I got to get my brain wrapped around this. You spend $400 on a KitchenAid mixer, okay? It's a bowl and beaters and whatever.
That's right.
Okay. And you're going to make 10 bucks.
Well, I'm not using it all the time. KitchenAids last a long time, so I'm not really worried about that person breaking it because there's not a lot you can break on a KitchenAid. They're very well-made products. And so I have this product that I bought for $400. It was actually a wedding gift. I use it pretty frequently, but maybe only twice a month. So it's not being used 340 or 50 other days of the year. So if I can lend that out to somebody that I trust based on reviews, just like Airbnb, and make a little bit of extra cash, that's great.
So honestly, Ken, this product is really for old guys like you and me, because the young, they want to spend their time and money on experiences, not on stuff. But every once in a while, you need stuff. We have lots of stuff. We've got garages full of it, cabinets full of it. You know what? And that could be available. We can get a little return because it's just getting dusty now. And it's not going to fill up anyone else's space or cause them to invest in something they're not going to use all the time.
Okay, but I'm trying to figure out why I would invest in this startup, okay? You got a startup that rents out KitchenAids, among other things.
Sure.
But let's just take KitchenAid. I got a $400 KitchenAid mixer, and I'm going to rent it for 10 bucks.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, one of the ways, and I just want to set this up a little bit before I get to why you would invest in this company, is one of the ways that we want to launch this and prototype this idea is through people that are traveling, but it won't work until this idea scales. So if I'm traveling to New Jersey for the holidays, I have 2 kids. I don't want to travel with my strollers necessarily. I don't want to travel with my crib and all these other things. So I would love it if this idea scaled and I can go anywhere in the world. I can pack a backpack basically and get to where I'm going and rent the things I need when I get there. So that's one of the ways that we want to focus, in theory, to launch this company. And how we make money is we charge as a platform 50% per transaction plus 15%, 50 cents plus 15% transaction, and we have margin that we're going to make on the insurance. So for every transaction, We're not doing a lot. We're just making, we're connecting and making money.
So, Ken, here's the big advantage that they bring and why the business model is great. So if you go to a company like U.S. Rentals or Rental Guys or any of those, they have huge inventory. A company like Minimalist has no inventory, right? Their asset base is low. Everything's done in technology. And basically, they're basically providing a facilitation and skimming off the top.
We're a broker, just like Airbnb and Uber is two of the most valuable companies in the world. They don't own anything.
All right. When does this company start?
Well, that's a very good question.
What's the beginning capital requirement?
Well, we do have a functioning website that's in demo mode now. It's at gominimal.co. And you can go there. You can see how it works. You can look at it. Unfortunately, right now, we don't have it all turned on because there's still a few kinks to work out. But in the fact that we built it in about 24 hours is pretty impressive. We had some great people on our team. GoMinimal.co. You can check it out. The question was, why would you invest? Was that the original question? I got sidetracked a little bit there. But, you know, you're going to make – it's going to be a pretty good return. But the initial investment, that was what your question was. I think we can do this product for relatively cheap. If I were to actually build an investment deck, I'd probably be looking for anywhere from $100,000 to $150,000 for a lot of legal, a lot of development time. And then anything left that we have would be for marketing to get this idea out there.
We'll talk about your competitor when we get back.
There's
from
a few.
Break.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio at 8:30 is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, along with the weather, 40 degrees in Redding. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. They're an excellent company and a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
And coming up on 8:35 on Free Fire Radio, 530-605-4567. The number to call. This portion of the program brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, downtown Reading in the heart of the city. Recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award when it comes to quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, the community's choice.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray. We're talking with the guys from EDC. I've been trying to figure out how I make a fortune off of my KitchenAid. But, you know, there were, I mean, just to recap this whole thing. Okay, you're going to have the Airbnb of stuff that's in my garage.
That's right, and we make the fortune off of your stuff. You're just going to make a little bit of extra money.
Wait a minute. No, here's where I'm going to make the fortune, okay? When you get your whole act together on this with your team, you need to raise $150,000. So if I put up $10,000, I become one of your 15 investors.
That's right.
And because you're going to be successful, you're going to be a unicorn company, my $10,000 is going to turn into, you know, millions. Maybe $800 million.
millions. And I, you know, our exit strategy is already to actually get acquired by Airbnb, and we plan to do that within the next 3 years. And, you know, this is just kind of a fun exercise for me. We'll see how much we build it out, but we do have a local group in town called the Shasta Angels. I believe there's 19 members right now, if I'm not mistaken. They've invested in 9 companies, and their companies, I think 7 of the 9 are actually still plugging away very strongly. Some of them are doing very well, and those guys are going to turn that $15,000 or $20,000 into a lot more money here within the next few years.
All right. What other ideas were pitched that hadn't made some kind of sense?
Well, I'll let Tony talk to some of the judging criteria on how they placed so well. The second place team was a group called Sugar and Spice, and it is a Sparkle and Spice. Sparkle and Spice, and they are going to start a donut food truck because they felt like the Reading area need something like that, and they got a lot of good customer feedback on, hey, there's a lot of stuff out there, but Reading is really lacking an amazing donut place, in their opinion, and the people that they spoke with.
Right, and their donuts were built to order, so they were going to be fresh.
Oh, yeah, I've lived here almost 50 years, and I can't tell you how often I've thought, I wish there was a donut truck around the place.
So that they did a great job. They actually made wonderful donuts for the judges, which I think probably went over pretty well.
And influenced the result.
And the third place team built a platform similar to what we did called Nanny Now, and it helps you find a babysitter, a trusted, reviewed babysitter, in a short amount of time, so you don't have to spend a lot of time calling all of your babysitter list. You can just put one message out there to all your trusted babysitters, and within minutes, potentially, get a response back to find a babysitter. So they're solving a real pain point, trying to find a sitter.
They did a nice job.
This sounds like a fun thing to observe.
It's a lot of fun. It's open to the public. So Friday night, we had about 125 people at the venue, and on Sunday, we had just a little over 100 people. Most of the day, Saturday and Sunday, people are just heads down working. But Friday night and Sunday night are the places, the times to come see it. It's an annual thing. We do it as part of Global Startup Week. So there were 215 startup weekends happening all over the world at the same time we were doing one here in Reading.
Okay.
There were a couple of larger business owners from the area who had never been exposed to this, who were there either on Friday night or Sunday night, and they're like, I didn't know this existed. I didn't know this platform. I didn't know these people that were so engaged, that these ideas, that this process existed here.
You know, the same thing's true about the science fair the electric utility puts on every year. I don't know if you've ever been to that. Have you ever been to that?
No, I've always been out of town on that day.
It would blow your mind how much these high school kids know. I mean, they're brilliant.
I had a 17-year-old on my team this weekend, and between him and another developer, they built a working website within about 4 to 6 hours. It's pretty impressive.
Well, so, I should, in that same regard, we have a thing called Shasta Grow Manufacturing Initiative, where we bring manufacturers together. And there's always an issue with that industrial arts shop classes, they don't exist. So we had a bus about a month ago on Manufacturing Day. We invited manufacturers to get on that bus. We went out to Shasta High, Enterprise High, and Foothill, and they saw hundreds and hundreds of kids designing things, engaged in 3D printing, building a sensor that's going on a rocket and is going to be on a satellite. They're going to measure that sensor. They saw people building tiny homes. These are students built, and they saw classes that are impacted, right? They mm-hmm. didn't have this visibility.
What's going on with your relationship with the colleges here?
Well, you know, in some cases, the high schools look like they're doing, you know, some even advanced work. Obviously, Shasta College has its advanced manufacturing program, and they're trying to build on it. But we're actually encouraging Shasta College to bring back their construction program, because obviously we have a need. There's a lot of stuff that has to be rebuilt, not only here now, but right down the road mm-hmm. in Paradise, right?
Mm-hmm. So what's your next event? I mean, now you got me all excited. I want to go see something you're doing. When are you doing something next for the public to view?
Well, like I said, Pitch Breakfast is monthly. It's not quite at the same excitement level as Startup Weekend, but it's still a lot of fun. And then the event that we just announced on Sunday night at Startup Weekend is called the working title now is called the Reading Venture Conference. That's going to be in May of next year. We're hoping to hold it downtown because a lot of the startup community loves downtown. I mean, we really love it down here. There's a lot of excitement happening. So what that is people will participate in a chance to win a $10,000 prize. It's not just going to be an investment necessarily. It could just be a cash prize for a really good idea. Depending on the amount and the quality of people that submit, we might also do a growth stage investment in coordination with the local Shasta Angels. So figuring out some details, but early May of 2019 is when we plan to do that. They've done it a lot of other places in the country, and that's our next big event.
And we'd like to make it a regional event and draw people, you know, from the 8th North State counties and reach down almost to Sacramento, maybe into Sacramento and bring people up.
Tony, what's your view of growing business from within versus recruiting businesses from outside?
Well, recruiting businesses from outside is tough in California. The way it happens is if you have perfect alignment with either customer base that they want to serve, a supply chain that exists, a logistical advantage, you know, those are really the tough ways or the only ways we can compete on recruitment. Business expansion, I think we have a lot of opportunities. The problem is that we don't have a lot of large companies, and the heads of these companies are heads down. You know, they're doing everything, right? So to come up and get help, one of the things that I'm hoping we're going to announce next month, and I'm going down to Long Beach tomorrow, is a relationship with a company, I won't say who it is, but a relationship with a company that has state and federal funds that allows us to provide free consulting to businesses. Real subject matter expertise, discovery up front. Real subject matter experts for a nice period of time at no charge, and then a wrap-up and a report so that they can actually implement this consulting, all at no charge to our businesses. It's brand new. We're trying to close the deal right now.
How would it affect a local business?
So, for example, somebody would do a lot of work before they even go into the business to try and do discovery. who their customer, you know, we have websites and Dun & Bradstreet, all these things that we can look at, right? Talk to the community. Then we go in there and say, listen, we've, you know, this is what we know about you. It looks like you're growing or you're not. It looks like you're having difficulty with this. We'd like to really understand that. If you have other issues that we haven't seen that you think are pressing and you want help with them, we may be able to help you without it costing you anything. And then we find the right subject matter expert to come in. They provide up to 3 days of consulting for free, and then we can provide a really good report afterwards. If they need even more work, this relationship would allow us potentially to tap into employee training panel funds, which is a state fund, which would allow us to give additional consulting at dirt rate rates. So it's, this is a resource that hasn't been available before.
And this is a resource you're going to go try to secure this relationship that would help a local manufacturing or service job.
Mostly this is a manufacturing and technology focused fund.
How many technology focused and manufacturing jobs do we actually have in Shasta County?
Well, the data shows that we have about 2,500.
Okay. So, and how many companies does it?
Well, you go down to the smallest companies, there are hundreds of manufacturers in Shasta County. We all know about the few big ones.
Right.
But there's, you know, a lot of little machine shops. There's companies that work in aviation and things like that that kind of scatter all over.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the EDC right after this.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue. They are man's last stronghold. 244-9478, and that is Carl's favorite place to go get a good haircut. Should be your place, too, gentlemen. That is Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue. Back with one more segment of Free Fire Radio after these messages.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Redding Kia with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new, completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
10 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock on KCNR 1460. Want to pause just for a moment here and acknowledge Pulse Urgent Care Center at 100 East Cypress Avenue. We got a call this morning that if you know somebody who is a survivor, we don't want to use the word victim, they're a survivor of the campfire and they were evacuated out of Paradise. Maybe they got out with pretty much nothing, but they still need medical care. Pulse Urgent Care Center has stepped up. They're offering care for evacuees of the campfire. Give them a call to find out more information. 722-1111, the phone number over there. They're at 100 East Cypress.
This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl Bott. I also want to remind you that Brad Long from the Veterans Resource Center needs volunteers to go down to Chico and help veterans who have lost stuff. They're going to open a center down there, which will run 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. They have only four people at the Veterans Resource Center. Desperately need folks to sign up and go help them in this effort. They have a lot of resources and a lot of stuff they can give to veterans whose homes have been destroyed in the fires. You may call them at 223-3211, and we can put that on the website or someplace, Bob. We're talking now with Tony Giovanello and Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation, College Connection.
Yeah, so we have a few opportunities for people to get a four-year degree in our community without having to leave, without having to go somewhere and pay money for room and board. You could potentially live at home. Obviously, Simpson University, everybody knows about that. They have a new president. He's adding some new curriculum and degree opportunities. He's partnering with other, others in the business community to enhance the experience. This is the month when people apply for fall 2019. So I encourage everybody to do that. It's a cost-effective way to get an excellent education and not have to go away. The other program that a lot of people don't know about is Chico State University has a four-year degree program here in downtown Reading in the Shasta College building. And basically, you can get a degree in business with an emphasis in management. They also have now, this coming year, they're going to offer a minor in project management. And they have a couple of other business degrees that you can get 75% here in Reading, and you have to go to Chico for 25%, and a few that are 50%. But just imagine, if we use this resource, we'll be able to add more and more degree curriculums and give more opportunity to get your four-year education here. The other thing that I love about it is many of the classes are given at night. So let's say you go to Shasta College for 2 years, you go out and you get a job, and then you decide you want to, you know, go on and get to finish the rest of your education, or maybe your employer is encouraging it, you can take classes at night here, continue to work, build your career, and get your degree without having to, like, just stop what you're doing and pick up and go somewhere.
All right. The other thing I wanted to cover is Giving Tuesday's coming up, and you're included for the first time.
We are, and it's exciting. And, you know, it's interesting that we've had, really, when you look at the overall community, a small group of investors, basically 40 investors that have funded the EDC for many, many years. It's similar to the money that we're securing for the revenue guarantee for the new LAX air service. Mm-hmm. It's really a small group of people. And with the startup community, we're touching more and more people. We touch companies all the time, and we wanted to give people an opportunity to contribute to our economic growth. It's all of ours. It's not just the 40 organizations, which we're very thankful to have. And they're actually contributing a lot of money each. But the beauty of Giving Tuesday is individuals or very small companies can contribute whatever they afford and be a factor in building our economy.
How is it going to work? What Tuesday is it? Next Tuesday?
So it's Tuesday, November 27th.
Oh.
But they actually opened the website yesterday, November 13th, so that you can schedule your giving. And on the Shasta EDC Facebook page, there's a link where you can actually do that. You can also go to www.northstategives.org/ShastaEDC and donate that way.
You got high hopes for this, apparently.
You know, we have more ideas than money.
So do my teenagers. But that is a good way to participate if you support the mission and what EDC is doing. It's northstategiving.org.
It's actually this year, it's North State Gives.
NorthStateGives.org. And if you go on that, there'll be a whole list of agencies you can give money to, from the, you know, Red Cross, the One Safe Place, performing arts groups here in town. And now?
The Shasta EDC.
Shasta EDC. NorthStateGives.org. And you had one other thing you wanted to say about Startup Reading, Todd.
Yeah, so none of this stuff would happen without two things. First, the investments in the startup community from the Shasta EDC about five or six years ago. They really helped spur a lot of the stuff that we're doing with Startup Weekend and the Pitch Breakfast and the Shasta Venture Hub on Auditorium Drive, where you can have a co-working space and pay a membership and come in and work and use our conference room. And the other thing is now we have a community of people who are organizing a lot of these events called Startup Reading. So it's not just the EDC. It's not just my time. We have a whole bunch of people investing in the community with their time and financially. And to learn more about what we're doing, we have a Facebook page, startupreading.org, and we have a podcast, which we actually just released our 14th podcast. I believe it was on Monday. And you can really learn a lot about our startup community ecosystem and all the pieces and makes it work.
You know, you've used that word twice now. Yeah. Ecosystem, is this ecology?
Ecosystem is basically, I'm trying to think of the proper definition, but our ecosystem is made up of a lot of different things that make the startup Reading community whole. And without one of them, it doesn't quite work.
So I'll give you an example, right? We have the Venture Hub, where people can come for mentoring and they can get co-working space, right? We've got the events that we provide, like Pitch Breakfast and Beer and Bites. Then you have Startup Reading, which is doing events. They have pub talks now where you can learn things. They have a monthly coffee. And then you got companies now, private companies like Mindbox Studios, who's helping people develop business plans, building software applications where they don't have the technical expertise. And then you have the coffee shops and the restaurants where people are meeting to talk about ideas.
Where is there one site I can go to and see all of this?
StartupReading.org is getting revamped right now, so it's not all there yet. StartupReading.org has some of these pieces of it. The Startup Reading Facebook page has a lot more of this information. But really, if you listen to some of these Startup Reading podcasts, which you can find on iTunes and Spotify, you can really get a history lesson on how is this all put together, how does it work, what makes it tick, and where are we going in the future. And the Venture Conference in May is a big part of it.
I'm way over 50. I don't even know what Spotify and all that crap is. Okay. So, you know, I do know how to use a computer, so I can look up startupreading.org or find you on your Facebook page. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for being in here this morning. It sounds like an exciting time to be in the economic development business.
It is. We're having a great time.
Oh, great. Well, I won't back down. Well, I back down sometimes, Bob. Why are you playing that music?
It's a theme song to get us out of here.
Oh, okay. Well, I've enjoyed being with you this morning. Now take some time and do a random act of kindness. You will have a better day as a result.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.